contract this year.
Thank God, man. Thank God. I can relax. I don't have to
Except when you
work.
Have to be with us, right?
I love you guys.
Oh, we love you too.
With a grain of salt, but I love you guys.
How, you know, coming yesterday, there's so many guys who aren't here. You haven't been here that long, but does it seem like really a lot of change?
Yeah, I mean, anytime you come in and you see some new faces, you see some different people around the locker room, it definitely feels different, but you know it's for the better. You know that anytime there's changes made, they want to, you know, instill some new things, get some new guys in here and refresh the team a little bit, so it's good.
One of the new things is the offense, obviously 2 days into dealing with it, but what have you seen so far? Do you like it?
Yeah, I like it. I mean, I got a little taste of it early on at Duke, get some little tidbits in there as much as we can during that short period of time we were there. But just knowing that, you know, this is a high-powered offense, high octane, and we got a little taste of it so far, and it's, you know, I'm excited about it.
How similar do you see? Eli mentioned that, you know, expect it to be similar to the Packers. How similar do you see it being in that regard and concept-wise?
It's very similar. It's a lot of the same types of plays, a lot of the same types of routes, things of that nature. So, you know, I'm excited about it. You know, if anybody watches Green Bay, they know that they score a lot of points. They get up and down the field pretty quickly, and they put up a lot of big plays. So we're excited about that.
Did you tell Duke that Eli's ankle was bothering him?
I couldn't, honestly. I couldn't tell. Every ball was fine. His footwork looked good. I guess it was just something he was battling internally that he wanted to take a closer look at.
And how much of a setback is it that he won't be taking part in our South Carolina World Series?
I think it's very minor. I think it's, you know, now it's a matter of everybody getting the offense down and getting that down pat and being comfortable with it. And then once he's ready to go, I think that's when everybody will be ready to go full throttle. Everybody will be fully adept with the playbook, and everybody be ready to go. So I think it's a minor setback. As long as we're all in there, Eli's in there learning the terminology, learning the plays, I think that's what matters.
With King gone now, you're the guy. I mean, you're going to have to be the leader of that room. Does that change how you interact with those guys or anything you do to help get them ready?
Not really. I mean, they know that I'm always going to be the same guy. I am going to do different things, kind of just talking to them a little bit more, not so much pointing the finger and telling this guy he has to do this, do that. I think it's more so just taking certain guys to the side and letting them know that how valuable they are to this team, how valuable they are to the receiving core, and letting them know that they have to take some responsibility and ownership of themselves, and getting them their mindset changed as to where it was maybe their rookie, sophomore, or their third year in the league, getting them clued in on what they have to do to get better.
Is there any aspects of your connection with Eli Manning that can improve that you're looking forward to with just respect to how the season ended last year and now that you're under a new offensive coordinator?
I think with myself and Eli, we have a great rapport. We understand each other. We understand exactly where each other's going to be. And now that this offense is less geared on, body language, which is what the, you know, Gilbride offense was really geared towards, I think it's going to be even easier for us to connect and easier for us to be on the same page. And we felt a little bit of that at Duke when we were getting together, and some of the things flow pretty seamlessly. So I'm excited about that. And you know, last season didn't end the way I wanted it to end. So I was excited to come back in here under new offense with a fresh start and start this thing over again.
Can you detail that a little bit more when you said last year's offense kind of depended on the body language aspect? What do you mean? And then just kind of illuminate that contrast a little bit more.
Well, as far as my route running was concerned, and as a slot position, I mean, a lot of my routes were determined against the what the secondary was doing, what type of coverage they were in, and that would dictate my route. As far as this offense is concerned, it's a lot more of just your route is your route, and you can dictate that off the coverage, and you know what you have, and Eli can find you within those different holes. So it's a lot less dependent on what my body language is and Eli reading that. It's more so just him reading the coverage and finding me in those open holes.
Would you say it's fair to say that it's simplified for you guys in a way, at least in regards to maybe keys and terminology?
Solely in the regard of where, you know, the rapport between me and Eli and where he can find me. I think the terminology is still difficult. We got to learn an entire new offense. I think we have to learn new plays. Some of them are the same routes that we've had, but they're new names of those routes. So we got to learn that, and that takes a while to kind of reprogram your mind to think a little differently.
This team has a lot of new players, but not new receivers. Do you think you need another receiver on this team?
I don't know. I'm just worried about what we have in the locker room right now. I know the guys, in the front office that make those decisions, they're going to handle that. I'm just worried about the guys we got in the room, the guys that are returning that we need to get better. As far as myself, there's always areas of improvement. So We're just taking care of what we're taking care of in the receiver room.
Have you received any indication, or do you expect, I mean, obviously Akeem's not here anymore, to maybe do you be more on the outside? I mean, you spent a lot of time in the slot, and then you're going to do more on the outside now than you did in past years?
I hope so. I feel like I'm a guy that can play inside, outside, can play both positions very well, and I think that's where I'm going to be utilized, kind of all over the field. Wherever I can get the ball the most, wherever I can help this team at, that's where I want to be. I don't care whether it's inside or outside, but I would definitely like to be a mixture of both, which would be good.
Victor, you've been fairly consistent, you know, the last couple of years, but where would you like to kind of bring your game up a little bit?
I just want to, as you say, remain consistent, but I think I want to have more big plays. I want to break more tackles. I want to, you know, catch that ball in open space and make things happen, really. And I think a lot of it last year was me. You know, there was a lot of eyes on me last year, so I wanted to catch the ball and just get as much as I can get. But this year, I want to take the ball and really create that big play or that home run play out of very small plays.
When you talk about having
this offense to bounce back,
I do. I think with this type of offense that's being instilled right now, I think it's going to be a bounce back year for us. And I think once Eli gets here and gets comfortable with it, especially with the terminology and everything like that, I think we're going to have a big year.
Are you worried in any way about Eli's health?
Not at all. Eli's a trooper. He'll be okay. I know as soon as he's ready to bounce on that foot, on that ankle, he'll be okay.
When you talk about having a balanced offense, just in retrospect, Matt, how much do you think Eli was just hampered with any issues on the offensive line or just the injuries with the running backs? I mean, you guys only had 83 rush yards per game, 29.
I think it's definitely, you know, in regards to that, I think this year we just need to get back to a more balanced offense. I think last year was kind of tough due to different injuries. We had a ton of injuries on our team last year, including a few on our offense that really hampered us a little bit. And I think this year, as long as everybody stays healthy and everybody's ready to go, I think we'll have a more balanced attack. And as long as we'll be able to keep Eli upright, we'll be good to go.
You talked last year at the end of the season, you were hurt, about communication, how important it was going to be in the offseason for all you guys to get together. And a week into it, Eli's in the boot, you're walking around. Are you concerned that what you wanted to change about this upcoming season is going to be hampered by him not being on the field, or do you still have time to get that together?
I think we still have time. I think we definitely still have time to get everything back on track. I think now the biggest part of our offense now is getting the terminology down, getting this new offense down to a point where we're comfortable, where we can do this, and we feel comfortable to go out on the field and perform at a high level, at a high pace. So that's what we're focused on right now. I think there's plenty of time to build continuity with Eli once he gets healthy and be able to really come together as a team, especially as an offense. So we definitely have plenty of time for that.
Are you 100% with your knee?
I'm 100% ready to go. My knee feels great. I'm just excited to be back in this building, back smelling this grass again, back being around you beautiful people. So I'm excited.
You talk about communication, and obviously you thought it was worthwhile to go down to Duke and work out with Eli and you know, some of your teammates. Does it bother you at all that not all the receivers kind of were there thinking to do the same? As the leader sort of that group, feel like it's necessary for guys to get down there to do that?
I did feel it was something that I would love for all of us to be down there to do, but I understand. I mean, it's a time where, you know, guys are getting themselves healthy, guys have issues with their family lifestyle and their families that they have to take care of, and I understand that part of it, and certain guys just couldn't make it due to that, and I get it. You know, I understand that you have to take care of your family and take care of things you have to take care of, and when things happen, you have to take care of that. So I wasn't mad. I was obviously want everybody to be there, but I understand if you can't. So I wasn't feeling bad about anybody or mad at anyone for that matter.
How much does this offense need to have somebody equivalent to your, you know, just talent level when it comes to being opposite and the wide receiver core for this, you know, offense to really flow? Because even when Eli Manning comes back, you guys are trying to be more healthy with the offensive line. Rashad Jennings here with the running back. But from a wide receiver scheme, you still got to have people that are not keying on you defensively.
I agree. I think we just gotta have some balance. I think we gotta have people that understand their roles and understand that what they have to do is step their game up. And I think whether we have that in our locker room now or we go get that, I think it's something that we have to have within our offense, especially from a receiver standpoint. But I think there's guys in our receiver room now that are ready to step up and ready to really grab a hold of those reins and see what they can do with it. But we definitely need balance, and we need more guys to just make big plays. And whether that's in our locker room now or we go find that, I think it's something that we have to have.
Would you like to see the team draft a wide receiver?
I would like to see the team draft the person that's the best position at whatever we need.
Okay.
Victor, are you looking forward to going
last
against
one.
The new look secondary this year?
I am. We got a lot of big cornerbacks that we've recruited in this on our team, and I'm excited for the chance to go up against those guys. And I'm always up for a good challenge. I always like to compete, and those guys that we have on our team are definitely competitors. So I'm excited to go out here and see what that's like.